Stop 25, White Tower, 2nd floor, Jacob's Chair. In this display, there are a number of items relating to prison and prisoners. Although there were no known purpose-built cells, the tower's position, close to the centre of government, meant that prisoners were held here from soon after it was built. We're going to concentrate on two items associated with this history, a rifle and a wooden chair with a curved Windsor back. The rifle is mounted horizontally on top of a waist-high white display post. Known as a short magazine Lee Enfield, it became the standard service rifle for the British Armed Forces from its official adoption in 1895 until around 1957. A good infantryman would expect to fire about 15 aimed shots in a minute using it. This rifle is of the type that was used here at the tower by a firing squad. It has a long, straight wooden stock which gently widens, ending in a curved butt that would be held against the soldier's shoulder. The main action body is made of dark blue steel and holds the firing bolt, the trigger mechanism, and a magazine of cartridges. Attached to the bolt and sticking out on the right-hand side is the bolt handle. To fire the gun, this bolt was lifted and pulled back, expelling the used cartridge, pushing a new bullet into the barrel and cocking the gun ready for firing. The magazine held 10 cartridges, giving the weapon twice the capacity of the German Mauser. The walnut wood of the rifle is darkened and smoothed with age and use, and the barrel which runs along the top of the weapon is made of blued steel. On the night of the 31st of January 1941, the German spy Josef Jacobs parachuted into England. Injured on landing, he was captured and brought to London for court-martial. Evidence used against him included a parachute, a portable radio transmitter, and a torn-up code wheel. Found guilty, Jacobs was sentenced to death by firing squad. He was executed in the morning of the 15th of August 1941 in the tower's small rifle range. Due to the low height of the range's bullet catcher, Jacobs had to be seated. The chair he sat in for his execution is displayed in this case, its curved wooden back splintered and shattered by gunfire. Jacobs was the tower's final state prisoner and the last person executed here. To hear the directions to the next stop, which is located in the basement, play the next track.